But if you think freedom, and if you think the possibility to decide for evil or for good and so on, then it is necessary to think that this freedom may interact in the physical world too. So don't you have a problem if you explain the physical world completely by physical concepts, and then you have the consciousness and subjectivity and free will and so on, and another form of causality. That means the philosophers say intentionality or something else. Because I think that's the problem of vitalism and all these positions which have been discussed.
Yeah.
How can I explain that there is the physical world, which is explained causally,
and
then something like free will or intentions and so on, subjectivity?
I don't have an answer to that. This is closely tied into the hard problem of consciousness, which we cannot solve. Mm-hmm. What I will do, together with Anton Zeilinger, and you should interview him if you haven't, is to say that if there is no meaning for free will, then science doesn't make sense. And science depends on the idea that the mind has rational ability to evaluate alternatives and decide what's a good theory or not. And if you don't have free will in some sense or other, then science isn't coherent as it is.
So in the frame of the methodology of physics, I cannot speak. I would completely agree about free will and intention. But that would mean, for me at least, that I need a concept of nature which is not completely described by physics. As Hort has told.
Correct, yes.
I'd
go along with that, So I haven't quite sorted this out in my mind, and you as a philosopher will want better, but I'm probably a dualist, I suspect. But again...
But a dualistic aspect in a monistic universe, which has both aspects.
Yes, that's right.
Physical and spiritual.
Yes, It's more or less Phil Clayton's position.
Whitehead, Hans Jonas, mine.
Okay. Well, Whitehead goes a bit too far. If I understand Whitehead right, if I understand that philosophy, saying that consciousness is everywhere, including saying that... atoms are conscious or something like that.
They're not conscious in the human sense of the word, as far as I understand him. But I think you have also mentioned the concept of information, concept of symmetry, which is necessary in physics.
Yes.
And for me, it's a form of translation, the Whiteheadian thought, that there must be certain immaterial principles in matter. And in physical matter, he says, form of speech I
haven't read enough.
There is something imagery.
Okay, I haven't read enough of Whitehead to comment on this. I will just take the following viewpoint. Any theory of nature which doesn't allow us to have free will in some serious sense is a self-defeating theory, because there's no reason to believe the theory, which is what Zeilinger has also been saying. And so one has to have some other theory. If that leads you to dualism, then I'm a dualist.
Dr. Ellis, many thanks for this interview.
We wish you
success for your further research and interdisciplinary engagement. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you very much.